The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number on the line. Dave from Mequon. You know, Dave.
Yes.
You know, part of one of the main reasons that the prices at the pump are what they are is the war that's going on in Ukraine and Russia. And you know, we can't poo-poo that, or we can't dismiss that, or act as if that's just something that's happening on an island, and it doesn't impact or affect the overall prices of oil. It's a major, increase in the prices of oil and gas, and hopefully that is going to come subside shortly. It looks for all the world like there's serious conversations that are being had now, But to say that, 70% or 65% of what is happening now with the price of oil and gas is based on the fact that President Biden chose to stop drilling and fracking is incorrect.
Well, I guess you and I disagree with that. But, like I said, there was, we had been breaking 40-year inflation barriers for several months, even prior to this happening. The war in Ukraine certainly has made it worse. There's no question. I agree with you on that. But it was already on its way before that. And, consequently, what I was going to say to you really quickly, and what I, Sam should also know this. I remember, and you remember this, Earl, when ethanol was pitched as a potential alternative fuel to use a lot less gas.
Hey, Dave.
And that was going to,
I don't want to go back to the ethanol times. What I want to say to you is, again, the COVID issue, the supply issue, all of those things collectively, and the fact that so much money had to be pumped into the economy to save many American people because of we can't forget the elements that have all added to why we are where we are now in this country.
And just remember this, Earl, that the government is the one that closed down the businesses that were taught a good substantial amount of them. So it did disrupt the supply because the only people that were allowed to be open during that time were, the bigger corporations. Anything that was smaller was restricted.
Hey, Dave.
We lost several tenants. We lost a paint bar. We lost almost a potential pet salon. When I say that, it had affected when you stop resources or stop producing
Dave,
and you start pumping out money. That's how you create inflation. Earl.
Do people somehow forget how many people were dying in this country at the time? And so
yes,
the number one priority, was to get American people to not to understand just how dangerous a time it was, and it could never have been business as usual.
I also think it's very important to remember the difference between small business and essential business. I worked at a small business at the time that was essential. It was a hardware store, and we were very small, but we still remained open.
And to Sam's point, the government is deciding now who's essential versus non-essential.
Who else is supposed to decide that?
But it works as a cohesive unit.
No, who's supposed to decide that? if not the government?
The government did that. The government, the government officials decided that.
Okay, so who is supposed to decide it? The individual businesses? No. It was a crisis. And so you look to the government, not to individual business holders or owners, that they do whatever it is they want to do. You know, nobody was aware as this thing was spreading. It was only like yesterday, man. I don't understand how people want to act like they don't remember what took place.
Well, it's not remembering, but keep in mind, when we did have the vaccine, when it was in place, we still had way more Americans still died, even with the vaccine in place, when we didn't have the vaccine in place. People forget about that, too. And go ahead, Earl.
Well, what they were doing, man, clearly going through, and this was completely new, and everybody was overwhelmed. It's easy to come back now and look at it and do Monday morning quarterbacking and say, well, what they did was wrong. At the time, they did what they felt was right to settle the consciences of American people who thought all of us were going to die.
I understand that. But there's been huge repercussions with those actions.
Again, because they erred on the side of saving people. And that's the right thing to do.
Well, but the thing is, they actually made the problem worse. Because now, when you look at it, let's be honest. When we look at it, there were a lot of people that were not able to, and if Sam remembers this too, there was a lot of procedures that were not carried out that normal people would be able to get to and the hospital was not doing, be it cancer treatments or heart things or other things.
Listen, I get that. I know that. But at the time, so many people were incapacitated with this virus, and so it's easy to think and see that now, but at that point in time, they had to put everything else on hold because of the sheer numbers of people who were impacted. Have we forgotten how many people, man, were on respirators in hospitals? What were they supposed to do?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but what I'm saying is they should have just focused on the sick, the people that were
the people who were in the hospitals, Dave, were the people who were sick.
Yeah, but you should still allow people. If a person has a cancer treatment, you don't just stop the cancer treatment because you know what's going to happen with the cancer. It's going to metastasize.
My grandmother actually was receiving cancer treatment. She has since passed away, but she was receiving cancer treatment during the time of COVID, and she managed to receive it still through very extreme precautions, whether it be mask wearing, vaccine, or, following the hospital guidelines and, isolating and not seeing us that whole time. So I see what you're saying, but I also don't necessarily agree.
Right. Well, at the end of the day, your grandma was very fortunate because there were many Americans that did not have that opportunity. If they were just going to start, they were held back for several months. Ultimately, all I'm saying is, Earl, yes, when we say Monday morning quarterbacking, yes, I understand. But there's also signs from other places around the world. They were doing it a little bit differently than we were, and at the end of the day, we are now paying for some of those decisions making today.
Hey, Dave.
Based on the fact that
for many of those situations based on how Donald Trump handled it, and it was under Donald Trump and his leadership that he ignored it all. And it got to be as bad as it did. Man, I wish I had more time. We got to go. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Do what you want to do.